What is up, everybody? My name is Shefali, and welcome to the third episode of To Dream or Not to Dream. Today, I'm with my amazing friend Mahek, and we're going to be talking about a dream that actually happened to come true in a way. More on that later, but Mahek, say hi.
Hi.
Great. So before we start, 2 weeks ago in my last podcast, I said in the next podcast, which is this one, I'd have a new mic to test out. But unfortunately, the one I ordered doesn't allow me to hear what my guest is saying when we record. So I may just use it for episodes of just me or if I have someone in the same room as me. But as of now, because of quarantine, I won't be able to do that, unfortunately. Also, for every episode, I have been reading articles about what the dreams my guests have been describing me. And there are actually many different explanations for certain appearances in dreams. I try to find reliable sources to get the information from, but from now on, I'll also be stating the website or article name from where I got the information from. So if you're at all interested in reading more, you know, you could check that out. So Mahek, let's just jump right into your dream. How about you start by explaining what went down in it?
Yeah, okay, so a little bit of a backstory. So last June, I got my driver's permit, and I've been practicing with my dad a lot. And I did everything. I did parking, I drove, but the one thing I didn't do was go on the highway. And the highway really freaked me out. It like stayed on my mind. I couldn't stop thinking about, oh, eventually I'm gonna have to go on the highway. So a couple of weeks ago, I had a dream on the highway. So what happened was that my dad told me to drive to the mall. And I drive to the mall a lot during practices. So I was driving my usual route. And my dad suddenly tells me to go to the right lane, which was really weird because usually I take the left lane to go to the mall. So yeah, I couldn't not listen to him, so I went on the right lane. And 5 seconds later, I see a highway sign, and my first reaction was to cry. So I started bawling, and yeah, I couldn't see anything. So yeah, and basically what happened was the sky went completely white. Like bright white for some reason, and the highway was also super long, like 20 lanes long. And yeah, I was looking around me, and in every single car around me, it was either a friend of mine driving or a teacher of mine driving. And the funny thing was, the car right next to me was my dance teacher. And this funny thing about my dance teacher is that he likes to choreograph in the car. He told us that he always choreographs in the car.
Yeah,
so I was watching him and he was choreographing, and yeah, I was like, oh, this is what it looks like when he choreographs. So yeah, anyways, I continue driving and I see the speed goes to 95 miles per hour, and I'm like, oh my god, this is so fast. But my dad's like, no, why are you going so slow? So I raised the speed to 115 and he's like, no, this is still slow. And I started crying even more because, well, it started to feel like a roller coaster. Like the whole setting turned into a roller coaster. It got super bumpy and my hair started flying back, and everything goes blurry all of a sudden. And that's when I wake up. So I still felt the roller coaster when I woke up. It was pretty crazy.
Dude, yeah, that's insane. And, you know, I'm like listening to your dream, I'm kind of getting Highway to Hell vibes from your dream, especially since you were going so fast. But more maybe of a highway to heaven instead of highway to hell. Because like you said, the sky was bright and white, and you know, it seems more of a happy type of environment, even though I know you were sobbing in the dream.
Yeah, everything was happy except for me.
So you mentioned this dream came to life in a way, which I really wanted to dive into. So I read this article, and the name of the article is Dream to Predict, REM Dreaming as Perspective Learning. And in this article, it stated, your REM dreams have a certain image-based code, which identifies a pattern from your past events and associates certain events from these past experiences together. And although there is some debate on this theory, like different scientists have different opinions on, you know, what this is about, it seems to sort of make sense in your case, because you said you had taken that route to the mall, right? Or like a certain route.
Yeah.
Right. So there's also a part of your dream that had never happened before, which was you going on the highway, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, the highway.
Yeah, alright. So, and that also came true. So, these dreams are actually called precognitive dreams, which are essentially just dreams that appear to predict the future of the dreamer, which would be you in this case. And there's actually this Tom Cruise movie, I'm not sure if you've heard of it, it's called Minority Report.
Oh, I've heard of it. I haven't watched it, though.
Mm-hmm. It's a really interesting movie. So, in the movie, there are these people nicknamed the precogs, mm-hmm. who, in simple terms, they get dreams about murders which would occur in the future. So I think this is kind of an interesting connection and reference. I'm not sure.
Oh my god, that's so interesting.
Right, it really is. And the whole movie is just based on, you know, these murders that happen, and like this guy gets accused of this another murder happening, and it's just all very interesting, and how they connected the precogs to mm-hmm. the precognitive dreams, because they're basically predicting the future. That's what they're doing, but just for murders in specific.
Yeah, in my case, the highway.
Yeah, that's true. So I did a little bit of research on having dreams about driving, and specifically driving very fast. And apparently, your mind is telling you to think more before making a decision when driving appears in your dreams.
Oh.
And I'm not really sure, you know, how accurate this is, but do you think you could relate to that in some sort of way? Like, have you had trouble making a decision recently, or made a decision too fast that led to something else happening, whether it was good or bad?
Well, I think in general, I actually find it pretty hard to make a decision. I don't think it really relates to my driving. I'm a pretty good driver, but in real life, I do struggle with making good decisions. Or not good decisions, just decisions in general. Like, you know, if I have some decision to make, I usually spend like hours thinking about it. And even after I make it, I think, oh, was that the right choice, you know? So I guess that does apply to me in like my real life.
Yeah, that's interesting. I think it does apply in a certain way, but almost like in a slightly different way, because it's just instead of telling you to think more before making a decision, it's like telling you that you already think so much about decisions, and maybe you should, you know, just decide and, you know, let it all flow, and, you know, whatever happens, happens. Yeah. Maybe. So in addition to driving fast in your dream, this same article I read said that driving on a bumpy road represents a change in the near future for you. And you said it was like a roller coaster, so I assumed, you know, that's gotta be pretty bumpy.
Yep.
Or, you know, at least like going all around and everything. It's just, basically, it's not you're driving in a straight line. So after you got this dream, do you remember if any change occurred in your life, whether good or bad?
Well, actually, this is the interesting part. I moved last summer. That was a really big change in my life. And that's also the summer I got my permit. So there's a real connection between that. And I'm starting to think that that's probably it. Because, I moved mid high school, so it wasn't freshman year, it was sophomore year, and that's pretty interesting actually, because that was a pretty big change in my life, probably the biggest change of my life.
Yeah, absolutely. Like moving away from, you know, all of your friends, a very familiar area, it's totally different.
Yeah,
even if you're like in the same, you know, state, country, like it's still a major change.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's basically going from a smooth road to a bumpy road. That's crazy.
Wow. Absolutely. And when did you say this dream occurred for you again?
I would say like the dream occurred a few months ago, maybe like a couple of months ago, but it actually happened maybe a month after the dream.
Oh, okay. Wait, that is so interesting.
That's... Yeah, so yeah, they're pretty close in time.
Mm-hmm. I was also thinking, like, I completely forgot, you know, about the part that you moved and everything, but I was also thinking, like, the big change in your life was this quarantine, maybe?
Yeah, quarantine.
Right? Like,
yeah.
Because it is a huge change, like, going from, always, you know, being at school, worrying about certain tests and everything, and now you're just kind of chilling at home, but you can't see your friends, but it's just, you're not doing much at home. That's all.
I totally forgot about quarantine.
Right, yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, I definitely think of that as a big change. How specifically has quarantine affected you and your daily routine?
Well, other than school being at home all day, I'm not getting to see my friends as often. All my extracurriculars have been canceled. So yeah, I've been at home all day, but I've been practicing driving more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's probably the thing I go out for the most, is practicing a drive. So, wow, that might actually be why I got my dream about driving on the highway.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
I had another question, and I completely forgot what it was, but, so about, like, all of your classes getting canceled, this is, like, a little bit off topic, actually, a lot off topic, but, so Mahek and I, have the same dance teacher and same dance class, so we've been having these, like, online, just dance lessons, dance classes, and they've been really interesting and really fun. But how do you what do you think about those? Like, do you like this online learning? And it doesn't have to be for dance in specific, it can also be online learning in school. Like, how has that changed how you learn certain things?
Well, for dance, I'll just say that I feel like I like online dance classes because I can still dance and I love dancing.
Yeah.
But the only thing I really miss is just talking to everyone, you know, just having the company of people around me also dancing, you know.
Yeah,
that's the one thing I really miss, but I'm just really glad that there's a way that I can still dance and still be in class. But for school, however, I honestly don't like it at all. Like, they eased the workload. I think the workload's less, but like, I'm starting to take everything really lightly, especially because grades are like grades don't matter anymore, because for my school, at least, my quarter three grades, your grades can't go any lower than that, and I had decent quarter three grades, so I've been kind of taking things lightly, and I don't like that for me, because I know I'm missing out on learning.
You know, I relate 100%. Like, I love these online classes we're doing for dance, especially like, since I haven't been really active other than these classes, like, sometimes I'll work out at home and, you know, in my room or something, but, you know, these dance classes have really made it a routine, and it's also just something to look forward to, because all of our friends are in this class, and also our dance teacher is just really fun in general, so it just gives us a sense of normalcy and just makes everything seem like it's gonna be okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, for school, on the other hand, I'm not sure. There's like one of my classes is going great. Like, I'm actually learning better. I think it's just because my teacher has taken the time to make videos, like video lectures, which have really helped me, because if I don't understand a topic, I don't have to go digging through a textbook where, you know, it might be taught differently, and I could just go back and watch the videos, which I think is really great. But my other classes, I'm having a little bit of a hard time learning and just staying focused, getting my work done. It does take more time because now we're at home, like, and, you know, when I'm doing my homework or, you know, schoolwork, whatever, on my desk, I just want to go snuggle up in my bed and, you know, watch some Netflix or something, and I can't because I have to get this homework done.
I can totally relate. I can totally relate.
Yeah.
My bed is right next to my desk, and you know what? There are so many times where I just give up on my work and just lay down.
Yeah.
And then I get sidetracked, and then everything gets postponed, and I do it all last minute, which I shouldn't do, but I think it's just the home environment, like, you know, When you're at school, there's no place to lie down. And your teacher won't let you lie down, so, you know, you have to stay on track at school. But just the home environment, I feel, kind of, like...
Yeah, it's just... It's too relaxing at times.
Yeah.
Like, it's great to be at home, and everything is just slowed down, and it's really nice. It's just a time to, you know, sit back, think, do what you've been wanting to do. Like, I've been wanting to start this podcast for so long, and I wasn't able to until this quarantine, because I've had time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's really great. Like, I love to talk, and I love to talk about dreams, and I think it's a very interesting topic, and it gets into, like, a lot of different ideas, and you can't really get bored of it, because your brain can literally make up anything. And, you know, this whole podcast is about trying to make sense of that and trying to see what would happen if it did come true. And, like, in your case, it did come true, so it's just really interesting to see all that. So I remembered the question I was going to ask you. I was going to say, has this dream occurred again? Like, has it been a recurring dream, or did it just occur that one time? Or have you had any similar dreams?
No, I think I haven't had any dreams about driving. This was my only dream about driving. So, yeah.
Do you think... when you got this dream, was there, like, a certain incident that happened when you were driving? Like, I don't know, you know, you went a certain route for the first time, or, you know, you drove one of your friends for the first time, or family members. Did anything new happen, or was it just, like, out of the blue, like, everything was totally normal, especially with your driving?
I think the reason I had this dream was just the buildup of, like, thinking about the highway.
You know,
yeah, I've just been thinking about it for a while, and I feel like my dream just, like, because of all the thinking I've been doing about the highway. And also, usually when I drive, I do take the route to the mall. So I feel like my dream just put my thought about the highway together and my route together and just made this.
Gotcha. So,
yeah,
that's really cool. I think it was also, how you said, the anticipation of just being on the highway, which you've, like, never gone on before, and, you know, a feeling of sort of a thrill, but also, like, feeling scared, because I'm also scared to go on the highway. It just seems insane. And I know people say, like, oh, the highway, you know, you're the safest when you're on the highway.
Literally so many people have told me that when I tell them I'm scared of the highway, they're just like, oh, you know what? I like the highway more than regular roads. And I can't imagine that, you know?
Actually, yeah, what are your thoughts? You did go on the highway after, though, right?
Yeah, like, I did. But it was a really safe highway. It wasn't, like, a usual highway trip. Like, I just stayed in the right lane the whole time until the next exit. But it
was
really...
It like...
Yeah, it wasn't that bad.
Okay. Was it just, like... faster? Was it over quicker? Did it just feel like you were just driving and you didn't have to think about what you were doing? Or was it just like, I'm so scared, like, what if I, you know, make a turn accidentally and jerk the car? Or, like, was it just fine?
So in the beginning I was scared because I didn't know what to expect. But, you know, as I was driving for like 2 minutes, I'm like, oh, this isn't that bad. It's basically just like driving on a straight road, which is the easiest thing to drive. So I was like, oh, this is the highway. This is actually not that bad.
Yeah.
So I feel like being scared of it kind of put my expectations for the highway, like, to be really scary, really fast, really intense. But it was actually pretty smooth.
Yeah. Well, that's great. And I'm glad to hear that your experience was, you know, not as scary as you anticipated.
Yeah.
Great. So, Mahek, thank you so much for joining me this week. I had a really great time discussing your dream. I thought it was so interesting.
Thank you. Honestly, I think this is really cool how, like, my dream kind of predicted my future and everything you discussed with me. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, like, I've also had dreams that have partially come true, but yours was, like, a lot of it came true. Even if, like, you know, there weren't your friends on that highway, or, like, or a dance teacher. It was just the main idea was really, you know, solid, and it just got like replicated into real life. So I thought that was really cool.
Yeah.
So again, thank you so much, and thank you all for listening. If you like this podcast, please follow or subscribe and share with your friends. And I hope you join me next week, or in 2 weeks, on To Dream or Not To Dream.